Be'ezrat Hashem, I was thinking of an important idea over Shabbos. This week is Parshas Re'eh, 5782, and the Shabbos was Parshas Akiv. And the thought was that a person can think, God, Hashem, what are you doing with me? And Hashem can say right back to the person, what are you doing with me? And it did give me chills. And related to this is, it came to me that there are two, there's an option of who, of what to identify with, that there's almost like two basic ways of identifying oneself. A person can identify himself with his lacks, with his deficiencies, or he can identify himself with his strengths. And the question was, which is actually true? Is one of them true and is one of them false? And it came to me that it's for sure true that we are identified with our strengths and not our lacks and deficiencies. Because there's a temptation to identify with our deficiencies, because we say we're only human, and we recognize, even with some sense of humility, sometimes false humility, our lacks. But it's important to realize that no, our lacks are not who we are. Because if a person thinks of two concepts, for an example, his body versus the space before his body was there. His body versus the time before he was born into the world. Which one is he? Is he more the empty space and where his body manifests? Is he the time that existed before he was born? And then when he was born, the time bore him into the world? Or is he, no, his body? Is he more his body and more the being born? The coming into being. And of course, it's the being born. It's the coming into being. It's the taking up space. So that's how we look at our lacks versus our powers. Our lacks are like our deficiencies, are like the empty space or the seemingly empty space within which we manifest. And we've said many, many times, of course, that space is not empty. In fact, it's so full of potential. And here's the real reason, because it's the emptiness, it's the lacks, it's the deficiencies which are actually closer to the holiness of Hashem. Because it's the empty space, it's the deficiencies, it's the lack, it's the reshimu in Kabbalah, it's the tzimtzum, it's the empty space of desolation or seeming desolation that actually is the womb, is the incubator, is the space of manifestation of me. And that is where that space of lack, that space of deficiency, is actually the place and the time that the Creator designed for each and every one of us to unfold. And so the deficiency is actually the elevated place where we contact Hashem, where we contact something beyond us. This is really amazing, because all of a sudden, the holy deficiencies, the holy lacks, are flipped around to become the seat of Hashem's power. A person imagines that he doesn't have enough money. A person imagines that he's not living where he's supposed to live. A person imagines that he doesn't have the friends he's supposed to have. A person imagines that he hasn't learned as much as he's supposed to learn. A person imagines that he's not as good as he could be. A person imagines all kinds of lacks as himself. He gets, the confusion is in the identification of the lack of the deficiency with himself. The deficiency is real. The lack is real, but when the lack and the deficiency are all of a sudden identified with something higher than me, more powerful than me, that is not a block, it's not an obstacle, but quite the opposite, is the very place of my nourishment, is the very place of my growth and manifestation. I humbly thereby submit to those lacks as not me. I disassociate myself with those lacks because I recognize those lacks as actually the higher power of Hashem, and actually as the very site of the location of where I'm being nourished and supported. Hashem nourished and supported and manifested the Jewish people in the desert, in the wilderness. That was where we grew. Not in Egypt, not in a place of power and structure of lies and illusions, but in a place of desolation and emptiness. Because that is the awesome place where Mount Sinai is. That is the awesome place where the revelation of Hashem's light, of the Kav coming into the Rishimu, of the Kav coming into the Tzimtzum, as the awesome place where Hashem reveals Himself. So it's very ultimate, it's of ultimate importance. It's of absolute ultimate importance. Where do we identify ourselves? Do we identify ourselves in the deficiencies and the lacks, or in our powers? Because when we identify ourselves with our deficiencies, we're making a fundamental critical error. Because by identifying with the deficiencies, we're seeing a world of lies. It's called an olam hafuch. It's a flipped, upside-down world. We need to reverse what we normally do. We normally see the deficiencies as ourselves, and thereby we are hard on ourselves. We're negative on ourselves, and we're negative on life. But it's the absolute wrong way to see the world. By seeing the deficiencies as the place where it's the space where I manifest, and the deficiencies are nothing but the arena and the situation within which I can express who I actually am, which is my powers, which are the qualities that I bring to this world, which is my portion of Hashem's life-giving ray of light, then I humbly submit to the fact that these are not deficiencies, these are not lacks, these are not obstacles, these are not problems, but this is a space of manifestation that is beyond me, that is higher than me. This is the secret in Kabbalah that makifim, surrounding lights, merge with igulim, with empty spaces of manifestation. And they're more associated with the Or Ein Sof Sovev, the light of Ein Sof that surrounds. It's a higher level. The apparent empty space, which is actually chock full of all power of manifestation, in exactly the way, pretty much exactly the way that the womb, the woman's womb, is the place, is the site of the growth and manifestation of the fetus into a full-fledged human being. So too, we are in spaces of apparent lack and deficiency, which are actually nourishing us and growing us, and are therefore surrounding us and more powerful than us, and are actually more full of power than the power that we bring. So we're not God, and we're not better than God. And I'm not saying that God is a deficiency. I'm saying the deficiencies are actually a higher light. The darkness is actually a higher light. And we only realize that when we stop identifying with our deficiencies. It's extremely critical. Because sometimes we get confused and we think it's a mitzvah to think of ourselves as so lowly before Hashem. And it's true. It's true that we are, but there's a right way to understand that. In fact, by seeing the deficiencies as actually not those, but as a space that surrounds us, that controls us. We can't grow and manifest except for according to the design of this halal, of this empty space. And as Rabbi Joey Roosevelt pointed out, and as many tzaddikim say, halal, the empty space, is gematria chayim, is the miracle of life. 68. The true life is in the space that surrounds us and binds us to our mission, to our plan, and we can't escape it. Just like a baby, we wouldn't want the baby God forbid, to leave the womb before it's ready. So we have to be where we are. We have to grow where we are. And it's the apparent lack and deficiencies, which look like lacks and deficiencies, and which we get confused and identify as such, when actually it's the space where we can grow. It's the construction zone. It's just the place where the building is being built. Bezrat Hashem. It's really a life-changing paradigm shift in the fullest sense of the term. Bezrat Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for that insight. And God willing, I'll remember it. That's why I'm recording it, for anyone else to benefit. Bezrat Hashem.